Drivers, you may already know about St. Christopher Fund. It is an organization that helps truck drivers in need. In fact, we're going to talk to one of those truck drivers right now, Jack Holloway. Jack, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Jack. First of all, tell us how long you've been driving and who do you drive for?
Well, I've been driving a little over 3 years, and majority of that time is with J.B. Hunt. I'm a regional driver, driving the state of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, regional driver.
And you ran into some issues, and you needed some help from St. Christopher Fund. Share with us as much as you feel comfortable sharing. Share with us your experience with St. Christopher Fund, how you got into your situation, and how they helped you.
Sure. Well, it was a wonderful blessing to get involved with St. Christopher's. I'll tell you, it was just a regular day in my life, on the road driving. My wife was pregnant at the time, and, something happened where, you just don't expect it to happen to you. I was home for my reset, and I asked my wife to kind of put her hand on my chest. I felt funny, and she wanted to take me to the hospital, and ended up staying in the hospital for over 2 weeks, having open heart surgery with a valve replacement, and
wow,
and to get a pacemaker too. So it was just something that kind of hit me right out of the blue, and something like that you can't really prepare in life, and you try as much as you can, and all of a sudden you don't have an income for 4 months.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and so at that point, did you already know about the St. Christopher Fund after you had gone through this? Obviously, number one is taking care of Jack and making sure Jack is okay, and I'm sure that's where the focus was. But then after that, very quickly, you start seeing those bills mount up, as you talked about. At what point did you learn about the St. Christopher Fund?
Well, it was probably a good month and a half after I was out of work. Like you said, the bills are mounting up, and my wife is, she has this, a trucker wife group that she belongs to.
Yeah.
And one of her friends there had mentioned, your foundation. And I also have a friend that's an over-road trucker for Prime. And he mentioned it too. So it's funny, we both heard about it at the same time, and we decided to call, and it was just a great blessing. He took care of several of our bills.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a great organization. I know all of us here at Red Eye are really happy to be a part of it and to back it up. It's they, in fact, have given over $1.2 million total to drivers, and there's more on the way, of course. And we just want to kind of tell your story, and we appreciate you being here for that, to really encourage other drivers who may be in need. If you've got a medical situation and your bills are piling up, there is somewhere to turn. The St. Christopher Fund, in fact, was developed just for that, to help truck drivers whose medical problems have led to financial hardship. And we want you to reach out to drivers. Truckersfund.org is the website, truckersfund.org. It's real easy to do. So at that point, you folks reached out, and it was a fairly easy process. They got back with you fairly quickly. Is that right?
Yeah, it was really easy, according to my wife. My wife took care of it all.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk to my wife? My wife's right here.
Yeah, that would be great. Right? That would be great. What's her name?
Her name is Rochelle Holloway.
Okay, great.
All right, here she is.
All right. Hi, Rochelle.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Well, you didn't
Hi,
know.
Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. We didn't know that you were going to get on the air. You didn't know you were going to get on the air. But listen, we appreciate this. And we wanted to do this special podcast for St. Christopher Fund and make sure that people found out how easy it is. Those drivers out there that may have a medical problem that leads to a financial hardship. Jack was just filling us in. He goes through open heart surgery, which I can't imagine what that is like for a spouse. But then he tells us you belong to a group of other trucker spouses, and you were told about St. Christopher Fund. How easy was the process in going and filling out the application?
It was so easy. I was just telling Jack, I said, make sure you tell them that, because, you know, as a spouse or as anyone, it's very hard to ask for help.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, you feel kind of desperate, you know, asking for help, and you don't want to feel more demeaning, you know what I mean?
Right,
yeah. And the people at Truckers Fund, it was so easy to work with. Yeah. They never made me feel like I was begging for help or anything like that.
Right.
They asked for what I needed help doing, and they took over. They paid the bills for me.
Wow.
So that was fantastic. Yeah, they did everything on their end. It was very, very easy. And yeah. It was hard, you know. This all happened at 11:30 at night in the end of August. Mm. And I was pregnant with our fourth.
Yeah.
And you know, Jack had a 12% functioning heart.
Wow.
And it was, yeah.
Wow.
We rushed him to the ER, and they said that if we hadn't have gotten him there within the hour, we would have lost him. It was very, very scary and very serious. All of a sudden, your life can change so fast.
Wow.
And, you know, God bless the Truckers Fund, because they were there for us. And the best thing was that I didn't feel like it was a charity. I felt like they were actually... they really cared about us as people too.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah, they followed up with me several times. They called me. It wasn't just an email thing. They called me to make sure that I was okay, how I was doing. It was a really great thing. So I thank you very much.
Well, you know, I know about this. I've known about this organization for years. I'm now an official part of it, as I'm a member of the board of directors, and I'm a brand new member. And, you know, Rochelle, it was interesting just sitting on the first meeting and looking around, you know, just thinking of the people. We were on by phone, actually, but thinking of the people that were also on that call as the board of directors, and who makes up, you know, that organization. And this was started by people who are part of the trucking industry and care deeply about the truck drivers and know that the hardships are there. And when there's any kind of medical situation that gets you to a financial hardship, we just want those drivers out there to know that there is a place to go. And as you just told us firsthand, that it is easy to do. Reach out, fill out that application. You can actually go to truckersfund.org and do it very easily, and know that there are people out there. There's a group of people out there to help you. Rochelle, thank you so much. If you'd put Jack back on the phone, we want to thank you. God bless you for all that you had to go through, and we hope that things are better today.
They really are. They really, really are. Our fourth son was born in January. And
wow, that's awesome.
We're doing fantastic. Yeah, yeah, thank you very much again. Here's Jack.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, Jack, this is, again, first of all, how are you feeling today? As she mentioned, this was late August, and here we are now heading into April. How do you feel today?
Oh, doing great. I went back January 2nd.
Wow.
Feel great, and I'm back on the road, and yeah. Feels great to make money again, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, it's great. We're glad you're well enough to be back on the road. That's what counts, is your health.
Yeah, it was a great help, and, you know, especially with the holidays and everything, you know, something you can't prepare for, really.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I guess there's never a good time to be in that situation, but there's always a little bit of a tougher time, and that time of year certainly is tough. And we thank all of those, by the way, who have donated to truckersfund.org.
Absolutely.
It's so easy to do. You can do it, and it is so easy to do. It is just great that anyone can get involved here, whether you're a truck driver or not. You can give to the organization. Again, truckersfund.org, truckersfund.org.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and again, drivers, if you're having a financial hardship as a result of medical problems, please reach out, fill out that application. Know that the St. Christopher Fund is there for you. Listen, Jack, all the best. We offer you we first of all want to offer you our thanks for being on tonight, and say that
sure.
We're certainly keeping you and your family in our prayers, And
we want, being felt.
Yeah, and we want you to have continued health and take care of those babies and Rochelle for us, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us on.
All right, Jack, thank you so much. Again, drivers, real simple to go to it, truckersfund.org.